The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden Amen. Today's Zab is being studied for Ashedema, Mickey Ben Jamie, Elna Refanador, for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for the Kurabad, the Bobechen, the Song of the Amen. We begin today's Dav, and Vav Amud Rishon, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Ibai Alehu. Shelosha Yemim Hen, Ve Edehen, Odilma Hen, Belo Edehen. We have a technical question. He said that 3 days before the holidays of the Guim, you cannot transact with them. How do you calculate the 3 days? Is it 3 days and then including the holiday itself? So that means it's 2 days plus the day itself, or and below Edehim. It's 3 days not including the Ed. That's really the question to give about. Is it a 2 day ban or is it a 3 day ban? I mean, it's 2 days including the 2 days before the holiday or 3 days before the holiday? That's really the question. As she says, third line. Hen ve'edehen shelusha ve'lo avilu ela shnei yamim kodem. It's just 2 days preceding. Odel ma'hen shelusha levad ha'ed. 3 days besides the ed. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Rabbi Ishmael Omer. Rabbi Ishmael says, shelusha lefnehem u'shelusha le'acharehen. Asur. So he holds the Bishmael that not only is the three is Asur before, but it's the Asur to transact 3 days after as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'i salka datach hen ve'edehen. So if you're going to tell me that it means hen ve'edehen, that's inclusive, so it's 2 days before including the Yom Ha'ed itself, the Bishmael Yom Edehen Hashiv Lehu Me'ikara. I mean, you're counting the Ed twice then, according to, because he says 3 days before and 3 days after. So that means you're counting 1, 2 and the Ed, and then you're counting the Ed 1, 2, 3. So you're counting the Ed both ways. You're putting it both ways. You're putting it on the front side and the back side. So the Gemara says, if that's what you're talking about, so then you're putting the Ed on both ways. As she says, not yet. The Gemara says, "Aidi de Tana Shelosha lefnehem, Tana nami Shelosha leacharehem." Says, "No, that's not a question." Says, "Once already we said Shelosha lefnehem in the first part of the statement, so you said also Shelosha leacharehem to keep it consistent." But you have no—that's not a question. Now she says, "Tana nami Shelosha leacharehem, afagav de litnu elashnayim." Even though really it's only 2 days. Because we're going to count the holiday, which means we call the second one Gimel Achadim also, even though it's really two. But then, just like in the beginning, you counted the day itself. So then, also we count the day itself. That's not a question. That's a 5 day situation, exactly. It's 2 days before the holiday itself and 2 days after. So why do you say 3 days after? Because in the Resha we also said 3 days before, so we said 3 days after. You have no ra'ya. If that's your question, and you say, "Oh, it must be that it's three actual." I can say no. I can say it's two before, then two after. And the day itself goes both ways. Tashema, the Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi Amar Shmuel Yom Echad LeDivrei Rabbi Yishmael LeOlam Asur. Yom Echad is Sunday. Sunday was also the day of the Goyim for their Avodah Zarah. Every Sunday was considered a holiday. So according to Rabbi Ishmael, Yom Rishon LeDivrei Yishmael LeOlam Asur. Now she says, "La'asot emahem masa umatan gimel yamim lefnei yom rishon, the gimel yamim la'achara, v'alekol shabbat kula." Wow. Because according to Bishmael, you can have a transact with the goyim because it was every Sunday. So you got to have the 3 days before Sunday, and you have the 3 days after Sunday. So that's the whole week. So Gemara says, "Well, so what do you see from here? It's got to be 3 days. Why? Because if it was 2 days, so yeah, you'd have Sunday." So you have 2 days after would be Monday, Tuesday. 2 days before would be Thursday, Friday. But you'd have a Friday, Shabbat. But Wednesday, Thursday, you'd be putar. So why would the statement say that according to Rabbi Ishmael, the whole week is asur? It's not so. You'd have Wednesday, Thursday, that would be permissible. If it was 2 days, so if it's 3 days including the day, so Sunday is the day, yeah? So it would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the 3 days before. And then it would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That would be the 3 days after. And therefore, Wednesday and Thursday should be mutar. But it says the olam asur. It's the olam asur. So it must be talking about 3 full days. So you must be Eastland, Kadadachin, Ve'edehin. If you're coming to tell me that it's talking about Enved, which is including the holiday itself, Ha'ika Arba'a V'Hamisha Adishari. You have Wednesday and Thursday that will be permissible. Alibad Rabbi Ishmael, lo kame ba'ayali. I'm not asking the question according to Rabbi Ishmael. Dehen be'lo and dehen. Which means, according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's clear. He says it. The whole week is Asur. I have no safek of Rabbi Ishmael that when it says 3 days, it means 3 days without the holiday. Because Bifenucci says that the whole week is going to be Asur. I'm asking according to the rabbis, it's arguing with Rabbi Ishmael, that say only 3 days before the holiday is Asur. According to that shita, how do you calculate the 3 days? According to Rabbi Ishmael, he says the Bifenush. He says that Yom Nishon is a problem, therefore the whole week is Asur. The whole week is Asur. It's clear. It's 3 days, it's 3 days. You have nothing to talk about. I'm asking the question to the rabbis and argue. I have no indication on the rabbis. The rabbis just say 3 days before Zasur, what do they hold? Is it three or is it two? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avina Tashema, I'll bring you a proof. These are the names of the holidays of the Goyim. Kalendra, Staronya, Vikartasim. Okay, 3 holidays. Amar Rav Hanin bar Rava. Kalandra, this holiday of Kalandra, Het Yamim Ahar Tekufa. Okay, it starts 8 days after the season. Stronya Shmona Yamim Lefne Tekufa. The Stronya holiday is 8 days before the season. Now, how are you going to remember which one is before and which one is after? V'simanach Ahor Vakedem Tzartani. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says in the creation of the world, Achor Vakedem, that God created Achor, the back, Vakedem, and the front. So the back comes before the front. How are you going to remember that? What's that got to do with the siman? She says, "V'simanach, delo tema kalandra lefnei atikufa satronya lahar atikufa." How are you going to remember which one is before the season, which one is after? Achor Vakedem Satani. Achor ketiv beresha, right? Achor is written first. Umatniti nami ha'ed lachara tekufa tana beresha, which means it wrote the one that's later first, because it said in the Braita kalandra. Kalandra is the first one, so kalandra is after the tekufa, and the other one is called saronya is before the tekufa. It put the later one first. Achor vakedem tzartani, like the pasuk says, later and early, or back and later and forward, God created the world. So the one that's first is the later one. That's the way you remember the braita. Whatever it says in the braita, you're not going to remember the names. I want to show you, remember when you read this braita, the first one that's written is after the tekufa, and the second one that's written is before the tekufa. Okay. Now, what is it saying in the Braita here? But so it says you have these 2 holidays, and we said what? Shiloshah Yamim before the holidays is going to be Asur. Now, if you're going to tell me that you count the holiday as a day or as one of the days, so then already it's not 3 days here. It's 2 days before the holiday and the holiday plus the 8 days of the holiday. So then you have a situation of 10. Because if you tell me the holiday is counted, so that's good on a 1 day holiday. But here you have a holiday of 8 days. So the holiday you have 2 days before, plus the holiday itself, so then it should be a 10 day. Why are you telling me it's not 3 days before? Well, it's not 3 days before. In this case, it should be 10 days before. The is al kadatach hen ve'eden. Then if indeed you're telling me that it's hen ve'eden, that the days itself of the holiday are included, asara havu. So then the deal is going to be 10 days. Rashi says, asara yamim havu. Why did it say 3 days before the holiday? You have 8 day holidays, and the holidays included, it's 10 days. So it says, Tana kula kalanda had yomahu hashivle. Kalanda is considered all 1 day, which means it's 8 days. You're right, it's going to be a 10 day situation. But we consider the 8 days, when we're counting, we consider it all one. So we said 3 days, it's really 2 plus the holiday. The holiday of 8 days, we can consider it 1 day. That's what if we have no raya. I can tell you, really, it's 2 plus the holiday, and that's the way it is. Look at the Tosafot. Tosafot says, "V'isal kadatach." Hen ve'edehen. If you're telling me that it's hen ve'edehen, asara yomehave pirush. So Tosafot elaborates. I amar peshlama. The peshlosha yamin. The kachashiv tana the matnitin en yemeha ed behashbonam. Which means, if you're going to tell me that what, that the day of holiday is not part of the Hashbon, meaning it's three, and then the holiday, ela lefamim shiyom ha'ed echad or shnayim. Some days the holidays are one day holiday, some the holidays are 2 day holiday, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be 3 days before whatever the holiday starts. Okay, gon elu, or like these, it's 8 day holidays. Niha. So then when it said 3 days, it's a conclusive number, 3 days. I don't care how long the holiday is. However, but if you're telling me that you always count the 3 days with the holiday itself, how did you say after? You said the right that read like this: the 3 days before the holiday is asur to deal with the goyim, and these are the holidays of the goyim. Kalanda is the 8 day holiday. What do you mean? You just told me 3 days before, and now you tell me kalanda is 8 days. Tosfot elu ene day kalanda demasho sheaz asur latip latit amahem shloshe yamim veleta de'asara abu. Exactly. How could you tell me the beginning of the Mishnah 3 days, then you tell me Kalanda is an 8 day holiday, so it doesn't work? It should be 10 days. That's the period. That's the way that Tosfot sets up the question for us. Now Tosfot has another point he wants to discuss with us. V'sarich lomar sheyesh hefsek ben Kalanda l'satronya l'chol hapachot bet yamim. You have to say that there's at least a 2 day break between the two holidays. We say because one is right before the Tikufa and one is right after the Tikufa. Don't think they're consecutive. Don't think it's 8 days before and then we start 8 days after. There has to be at least a 2 day window in between Kalanda and Satronya. That's what Tosfot says. The Kamar Asara Yome Avu. The fact that the Gemara's question was that it should be 10 days. Imken Yeshne Yamim Lefne Kalanda She'en Bo Ed. Because you have to say that there must be 2 days before Kalanda that there's no holiday, which means Kalanda is the one that's correct. Which means Satronya is the one that's before the Kufa. So therefore, you got to say when the Gemara says it's a 10 day situation, then it's the 2 days before plus the 8 days. Then you have to say there's a break, because otherwise we'll be more days. And you have the 2 days as well going right into the Kalanda. That's just what it says. The Sevaran Ami with Amim the Kaman, Shechet Yamim Shel Kalanda, Hem Keneged Chet Yamim Tovim Sha'asa Adam Arishon. Wow, so the Goyim are following the 8 days of this Kalanda holiday, Keneged the 8 days that Adam Arishon celebrated, which we'll see what that is. Umestaman Lo Asam Miyad Ahara Tekufa. Okay, it's much what they didn't do it right away. It must have been a break. Look at the. Wait, this, first of all, we're asking according to the Hakamim. Look at the Rashi. Actually, go further in the Gemara. We didn't get to that next source for it yet. Amar of Asher. Tashema. So we still didn't bring a proof yet. We're trying to bring a proof over here. So we thought we brought it out. Yeah, from these two holidays over here. We said, it's got to be not including the holiday, because if it was including the holiday, it'd be 10 days. We said, no, the rabbi could consider the holiday as 1 day, and therefore it's three, including the holiday, and it's considered one. So you never go out, it's not part of the proof. Amar of Asher, Tashema. Lifne edehen shel ovdei kochavim. This is clear. Before the holiday of the ovdei kochavim, shelosha yamim. Okay, can you get more clear? Before the holidays of the goyim is 3 days. The East al kadatach hen ve'edehen. If you tell me it's including the holiday, litni edehen shel ovdei kochavim shelosha yamim. Just say the law of the holidays of the goyim is a 3 day situation. Why did you say lifne? And the fact that you said lifne edehen shel ovdei kochavim, it's clearly what, that it's 3 days, not including the holiday itself. Rashi. Continue. And maybe you're going to tell me that the reason why it's said in the Braita, lifne edehen shel ovdei kochavim, hay diktani lifne edehen lemeute leachar edehen. That maybe the lifne edehen was not coming to midayek like you're learning, that the 3 days are before, maybe the Nifnei was just coming to exclude that it we only hold 3 days before, not 3 days after. Do you want to make it Yukit says Nifnei Edehen? Oh, must be 3 days or before. Nifnei Edehen. No. Maybe the Nifnei is just coming to exclude it's the days before, but it's not the days after. Maybe that's what the Nifnei is coming to do. Rashi. V'chi tema le'achi tani Nifnei le'me'ut le'achar. If it just would have said Edehen Shlosha Yamim, like you wanted to say, I wouldn't know that only before is forbidden and after is permissible. Matai, I wouldn't know when it applies. Which is really, I'll tell you, it's a 2 day situation. But the reason why it said lifne is because to teach me dafka lifne and not leachare. And don't tell me, oh, if you wanted to say 2 days, you just would have said, Edam Shlosha Yamim. Edam Shlosha doesn't help me, because I wouldn't know if it's before or it's after. So you know, I'll tell you, it could be it's a 2 day situation. And the reason why I said it's Lefne is Lapuke Lachar. The Gemara says, if that's the case, Litni Edam Shel Ovde Kokavim Gimel Yamim Lefnehem. If that was the case, there was a way you could have solved that problem. You could have said, Edam Shel Ovdei Kokavim, the holiday situation of the Goyim, is a 3 day situation. So that already would have taught me 3 days, including the day. And then Lifnehem. Lifnehem would then tell me that it's only before and not after. From the fact that it came along and didn't say that, it said Lifneh. It put Lifneh first. But lifnei edehem shel ovdei kochavim, so it's mashma what that it's 3 days before, and therefore we have a conclusive proof that it's 3 days before without the day itself. Ela shma mina hen belo edehen shma mina, because the placement of the face again. Hold on, if you wanted to tell me that what that it's really a 2 day situation, and you want to tell me that what that it's only applying before, which means only before, not after. So there was a way you could have said that. We're getting both information across. You could have said Edehen Shel Ovdei Kochavim Shelosha Yamim. Stop there. What is Edehen Shelosha Yamim? The holiday situation is a 3 day story. It means including the holiday itself. Lifnehem, and it only applies before the holiday, not after. From the fact that you could have said like that if you wanted to teach me 2 days, and you wanted to teach me the before factor, but you didn't say that. You said, Lifnei Edehen Shelosha Yamin. Clearly the Lifnei is going on how many days before the holiday? It's 3 days. So that's clear. That must be that it's a 3 day situation, not including the holiday. From the way the Braita texted itself, and the way the Lashon of the Braita was. The Gemara concludes, Shema Mina Tosfot comes along and says, Ela, Shma Mina Hen Belo Edehem. 3 days, not including the holiday. Shma Mina Temali Amai Lo Kamar Matniti Nami Daika. Why didn't the Gemara bring a ayah from Al Mishnah? Dehen Belo Edehem. That I must be talking about 3 days without the holiday. Mediktani Tana Lifne Edehem Gimel Yamim. Al Mishnah said that part. Why did you bring a braita for? You go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, that bit, it clearly said, Lifne Edehen Shlosha Yamim. So why don't you bring a raya from our Mishnah? The Isa Kadakhen Vedehen Litni Lifne Edehen Shne Yamim. Right? If it was only 2 days, Al Mishnah should have said, Lifne Edehen Shne Yamim. From the fact that Al Mishnah said, Lifne Edehen Shlosha Yamim, Al Mishnah clearly is committing itself to the opinion of 3 days. Why didn't the Gemara want to use our Mishnah as any proof? If you can have a question, oh, maybe the holiday is included. Pshita delo, medelo avitali lifne edehen yom echad kal davin. Exactly, which means v'salich ayum. Which means when the Mishnah came along and said, Lifnei Edehen Shlosha Yamim. Our Mishnah says that before the holiday of the Goyim, it's 3 days. So Tosfot's question is what? It should say from the Mishnah Yavaraya. Lifnei Edehen, 3 days. It's Mashmah, it's 3 day situation. So maybe you're going to come along and tell me that what? That no, when it says Lifnei Edehen Shlosha Yamim, that it's talking about, really it's including the holiday itself, and therefore it's really only 2 days before the holiday. So Torah Tosfot asks, what says, I'm reading the last line of Tosfot, that maybe you'll say, oh, when it says 3 days before in the Mishnah, it means then the holiday is included, so therefore it's only 2 days. Pshita delo, pashut not so. Medelo avitani lefne edehem yom echad, which means from the fact that it didn't say, the Mishnah would have said lefne edehem before the holiday yom echad. It would have said 1 day. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, Maskana Gemara is 3 days plus not including the holiday. So the Gemara proved that it's 3 days that it's assumed to transact with the Goyim before the holiday without including the holiday itself, because it's said in the Mishnah. You're right. It's said in the Mishnah. Lifne edehen shel ovdei kochavim shelosha yamim. Before the holiday of the Goyim, 3 days, it's assumed. And it didn't say edam shel ovdei kochavim shelosha yamim. If it would have just said Edam, their holiday is a 3 day situation, then already I could say it's including the holiday itself. But the Mishnah's language was Lifne Edam, Shilosha Yamim, Gemara says Shma Mina. Comes the Tosafot and says, how come the Gemara did not bring a Ra'aya from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Lifne Edehem, Shilosha Yamim, and it didn't say Shnei Yamim? I mean, very, very simple. Which means the Mishnah says lifnei edehen shelosha yamim. If it's a 2 day situation, it should just say lifnei edehen shnei yamim. Then let it say 2 days. It's a simple raya. So Tosfot says ve'en lomar, that what, that we would have said that if it would have said 2 days, so it's including the holiday, so that would really be only be a 1 day isur. Let's say the Mishnah would have said lifnei edehen shnei yamim. So Tosfot said, because if it would have said that, we would also ask the same question. When it says Shnei Yamim, is it 2 days before the holiday, or is it 1 day before the holiday? So Tosfot says, because if that was the case, because Vaday Shelo, ki Azay Yukodvim Lefnei Dem Yom Echad. Because if it was 1 day, the Mishnah would have said Lefnei Dem Yom Echad. So therefore, the fact that the Mishnah said Lefnei Edehim Shlosha Yamim, Lechara has the biggest proof. The fact that it didn't say Shnei Yamim and it said Shlosha Yamim, Tosfot didn't say Chayun. Why did you need to bring any other ra'aya than from a simple ra'aya from the Mishnah, lefnei eden shlosha yamim, and if the Mishnah meant 2 days, it would have said lefnei eden shnei yamim. So suppose I don't know why the Gemara just bring that simple proof, but lema'aseh, it is 3 days, not including the holiday. So 3 days before. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Hibaylu. Okay, Gemara has a question. Shum harvacha or dilma mishum defne ever lo titen mikshol. Okay, now we get to the reason of the law. What's the reason of the law? Why indeed is it asur to transact with the goyim 3 days before? Is it because of an isur of harvacha? Harvacha is we don't want them to have a profit or a benefit because they're going to come and thank their God on the holiday, so you're going to cause them to thank their God, and you're not allowed to cause somebody to thank their God. You're causing them to give the praise to Hashem. That she says, Mishum arvaha, the revach or the ravach ve'azil, he'll be happy and he's going to go. Umodeh la'avodah kuchavim ve'avad yisrael mishum lo yishama al picha. You're not allowed to cause the avodah zarah to be heard. You can't say it, nor can you cause it to be heard by others. All you say, it's a different issue. It's Yisur because of the Vnei Iver Lot Tem Mikshon. Rashi says, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, which means something that's Asur to somebody else, you're not allowed to present them an opportunity to commit the sin. Because you're setting him up, and the Goyim are not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So by you selling him an animal, let's say, so now you're causing him to take that animal and go now use it for the Avodah Zarah. So it's the Vnei Iver Lot Tem Mikshon, as she says. But the Vnei Iver Lot Mazbin Le Behema, you're selling him an animal, and he's going to sacrifice it. And the Bnei Noach are commanded on Avodah Zarah. That's what the Amram. Amad v'Tiran. But what do you mean? We learned already earlier on this Gemara as well as the Gemara Sanhedrin that a Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Jewish Goyim were not fulfilling the seven mitzvot, so he's matir it. So if he was matir it, so they don't have to aver. So Tosef, she says, "Mi al ya'avru al yadecha." But we still don't want you to be the cause of them to transgress. We said they're still going to get punished. So therefore, we don't want you to be the cause of them getting punished for these seven mitzvot. Even though God said, I forgot about it. I'm matir these seven mitzvot. I'm at my moded eres, right? But even though we said they're going to get reward as much, okay, very good. So now the Gemara says, what's the nafka mina? What do I care with these suitors? Either these suitors are going to cause them to thank and praise their God, which is a problem in itself, or it's the fnei avinu to make sure. My nafka mina. Gemara says, I'll tell you the nafka mina. The my nafka mina, the itle behema ledide. He has an animal already. I amar mishu marvacha akamarvachle. If you're going to say it's because he got he's happy to get another animal, and he's going to praise his God because he bought something, so he's still happy. However, I amam mishum ever not item mechshon ha itle lidide. You're not causing him a stumbling block because he had an animal already. Which when do we say the fnei ever not item mechshon when he wasn't able to do it? But he was able to do this avodah zara korban because he had a korban already. If you say because he's just happy, he got another asset. So what do I care if he has a korban already? He has another animal now, so he's happy. He's like, oh, thank God that I have another animal in my pen. But according to the opinion of the fnei ever not item mechshon, you're causing him to make the sin. I'm causing him to make the sin. He had an animal already. If he wanted to make the sin, he could have made the sin before I came along. And the Gemara says, "V'chi itle no avar mishum ever not item mechshon." So what? Just because he has the animal, you're not over the fnei ever. V'atanya, we learned Amar Rabbi Natan, minayin shelo yoshit adam kos shel yayin lenazir. How do we know that you shouldn't give a cup of wine to a nazir, the Eved Menachai Levnei Noah, or, you know, forbidden meat to a Bnei Noah, the Eved Menachai, they're not allowed to eat. How you know you can't give it to them? Tamud Omar, if they Eved Lo Titen, Mechshol. Now, Ve'acha, Dechi Lo Yavina, Leshak Le'iu, Ve'kava Mechshol, if they Eved Lo Titen, Mechshol. What does that mean? If you didn't give it to them, they could have taken the cup of wine themselves. We're assuming the case is talking about the wine is on the table. Right? And you're going to the nazir, so here you go. And you're saying, what? Oh, Nefnei Eved. Why Nefnei Eved? It's right in front of the guy. The guy wasn't going, he couldn't drink it himself. And still you're saying, what? It's Nefnei Eved. So back to the question. What do I care if the goy has an animal already? So he could have done it. I don't care if he could have done it. He could have drinking the wine himself also. And still if you hand it to him, you make any suit. It's Kibraz Nechem Ha'askina Deka'e Betre Avre Nahara. That the animal, or that the wine, I'm sorry, by the Nazir, it's on the other side of the river. And he's on the other side of the river. So he couldn't get it. Which is, he's standing on one side, and the wine is on the other side, and you passed it over the river, then that's why you're over it. Because he couldn't have made the Isur unless you facilitated him. That's why it's going to be Hayav. Yoshit means don't cross over. The sheet is to stretch. That means you had to stretch it over something. It didn't say don't give. Shema minna. So therefore we have an ayam. So therefore really the goy, if he has an animal, there's no lifnei aver. Right. Why? He could have done it himself. Just like if the nazir had the wine on the table and you went and gave it to him, it's nothing. Now, why? Look at happiness.
Why?
Yeah, why not? Another animal, another asset.
Okay, but to sacrifice another one.
No, not for the sacrifice. He's another asset.
He's happy to buy another asset.
He's happy to have more assets now in his portfolio. That's out of a hub. Now, why in the case of the Fnei Iver, with the Gemara choosing as his example, don't give a Nazir wine? You gotta give a confusing case. Giving a Nazir wine? Give a simple case. Do not give a guy a piece of ham. Simple, every guy. Why a Nazir wine? Give a simple case. Asur to give any single Jew a piece of ham. Because it's Oven the Fnei Iver to Temichol. Ham is just as Asur, like wine is Asur to a Nazir. So Tosfot asks, "What about Tosfot?" Tosfot says, "Nireh yuadim bechoshar isurim." Really, this would apply to all other isurim. The lachi nakat kos yain in nazir. The reason why we picked the case of yain in nazir, mishum de mistama le mishteh kabaelim. What else? What else is the nazir going to do with the wine? Drink it. Kevan de kule alma hamra shatu. since wine, everybody drinks wine. Wine is permissible for everybody to drink. And therefore, you're worried that maybe the guy forgot his nizirut, and you didn't give him pig, you gave him something people drink. And if he forgot his nizirut, and therefore, when you're giving it to him, you're causing him to make a sin. Aval Yisrael she'amar, hoshit li nivela o hazir. But let's say, it says, pass me the hazir. O shum isur, en lehoshdo milohoshitolo. No problem to give it to him. Why? Because we know, maybe he should eat for something else. Because since everybody knows hazir is asur and nobody eats hazir, you don't have to suspect the Yisrael when he says, pass me the hazir. Oh, why should I have to suspect that he's eating it? The wine is different because the wine everybody drinks. And therefore, maybe this guy forgot that he's in hazir, therefore you're causing him to stay iver. Aval, im yadua lo shirotze lo ochlo, asur lo shito. But if you know that the guy wants to eat it, then you're right, you're going to be asur to forgive it to him. Ve'afidu hu shelo. Right, even if it's the guy's. You're not giving him something that belongs to you. He's like, pass me my hazir that I can't access. If you know the guy's intending to eat it, you cannot pass it. Mitekamar, ilo yaiv le shakile, iu. Right, if you're not going to give it to him, he'll take it. It's much better than it is. Ufi ze asur leoshit lemumarim la'avodat kuchim devar isur. Exactly. You have a mumar. You're a religious guy. You know the guy eats taref, you don't care for nothing. So you wouldn't be able to, if he wouldn't be able to get it himself, you would not be able to hand him over that item. Because you know what? He's going to eat it. Afapi shehu shelahem. Ki adabar yadua shiuchlenu. Exactly. A mumar is like a Yisrael. Just because a guy's not religious, you don't say, oh, well, he's not religious. He doesn't have the mitzvah. Of course he has the mitzvah. He's still considered just as Jewish as the next guy. Okay, like we said before. And now look at the Tosafot and the Amud Rishon. The bar of Tosafot. The very important Tosafot. The Gemara's question. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason why it's a suit to transact? Is it because they're out of a heart, they're happy, they got another asset, and they're some heart, they're going to praise their God, or is it because you're setting them up to do a avera? That's what it says. We're going to go back to what we learned in the Mishnah. Very fundamental Rashi here in this Masechet, that Rashi holds that when it said, that's a suit to transact the latet vilisa, that she learned mekah or memkar. Not only are you not allowed to sell to them, but you're not allowed to buy from them. I understand if I sell to them, so they get an asset, so they're happy. What's pshat in Rashi that I'm not allowed to buy from them? Where's the happiness? Where's the lifnei iver? Where's the lifnei iver on this case? Which means, if I sell them an animal, okay, so the shnei iver, they're taking the animal, they're going to bring it to the avodah zarah. But if I buy an animal from them, so I'll give them the money.
You're
saying money, so that, okay, just point out, that's lifnei de lifnei. That's a double lifnei iver, by the way. It's not direct, right? It's a money to go buy a thing. That's not so simple that it's lifnei lifnei zazur. So Tosfot says, Amal mekach my lifnei iver ika. What's the lifnei iver on buying from them? V'shema Yeshua shemamsilo ma'ot l'knot sorukei avodah k'ramim. He answers what you said. Maybe the Pshat is going to take the money and use it, but Tosfot doesn't like that. So because again, it's not direct anymore. That's, I can't sell him, I can't buy from him something because he's going to get money. No problem, have money. You're allowed to have money. No, and he might take that money and buy a car. Oh, that's the lifnei. So, but according to Tosafot, it's good. Because Tosafot learned when it said in the Mishnah, Lisa viliten, it's only talking about selling them items. He learned it's a one way street. Oh, selling the item, I understand. So take the korban, it's going to be tough. That's Tosafot's, one of Tosafot's issues against Rashi. Continue the Gemara. No, for the simcha aspect could be you're right. That's why you only asked on the lifnei iver, Tosfot. You're right. He didn't ask on the harbaha side. Very good. Tosfot only asked on the lifnei iver side. Tosfot is on the lifnei iver. You're right. The harbaha could be right. He's happy to unload the inventory. He's happy. But the lifnei iver, what's the lifnei iver if I gave the goy $200 before the holiday? So the lifnei iver, he can't bring $200 on his mezbeach. Oh, he'll go buy a korban. Okay, that's when you get into the issue. Okay, continue the Gemara. Okay, now we have another question. Nasav v'natan mai. You did. You transacted. What is the deen now? Yes. You sold the goy, Karvani gave you $100. You shouldn't have sold it. It was asur 3 days before. The $100 now. It's asur, it's mutar. Do I say, well, yeah, you shouldn't have done it. We can ask the guy. You can't use the money. Or do you say, oh, you did it already. You do it now. Kapara, the money's okay. So I say, it's mine. Rabbi Hanan amar nasav v'natan asur. V'chaz az asur. Ishtakish amar nasav v'natan mutar. Okay, so we have a machloket over here. Comes the Gemara and says, Etibe Rabbi Hanan Ishtakish. So Rabbi Hanan asks a question to the Ishtakish. And the Ishtakish is the one that's saying it's mutar. Edehen shel ovdei kochavim nasav v'natan asurin. Okay, clearly. Because the holidays of the Goyim, if you transact it, it's going to be asu. My love, lifne edehen. Now, even though it doesn't say lifne edehen in the statement, it says edehen, but means the law 3 days. For the 3 day rule before the holiday, it says what? Asudin. It says lo edehen davka. It means if you transact on the holiday. It means on the holiday itself, that's already more strict. But the 3 days before, we're not going to be strict. From that statement over there. So comes the Gemara and says, Ikad Ami, another version of this situation. Eti Be'erish Takish, Rabbi Hanan, the reverse question. The Shtakish that said Mutar asked the question to Rabbi Hanan that said Asur. Edehen, Shel Ovdei Kochavim, Nasav, Natan, Asur. Edehen, In. Nefde Edehen, Lo. He went in knowing what the Braita said. The Braita only said, on the holiday itself is Asur, the benefit. But before, Mutar. No. Tana idi v'idi edehen karile. No raya. Edehen refers to the holiday itself and before also. So you have no raya. The writer's no raya. Tanya kibatet the shikish. Oh, now the Gemara brings a proof positive. Beferush braita for the side of the shikish. Kisha amru asur velaset velatet imahen. When you said it's forbidden to transact with the goyim, lo asru ela bedavar hamitkayim. Oh, this is only talking about on non-perishable items. Aval bedavar she'enu mitkayim lo, but if it's a perishable item, you have no problem. Why? Because if it's a non-perishable, so you sell them 3 days before, it'll last. You can use it for the holiday. But you're selling them an item that by the time the holiday comes, the thing perishes. So you have no problem to sell before the holiday. That she says, "Kishamru asru tefatemim niftei dehen lo asru ela bedavar mitkayim ad yom edehem dehazi lekameh biyom edo." He'll use it as he'll modeh. Avad davar she'en mikem kon yarak, vegetables and things like that. Mutar. Now, continue the Gemara. Va'afilu bedavar mitkayem. Even if you made the isur, you sold them davar mitkayem, nasa v'natan, mutar. Meferush braita, according to Mishnaki. You can't get clearer than that. However, look at the Tosafot of this as a big hadush. Again, if I'm reading the Gemara, I see Mahloka Ishtakish and Ruharan. I see the Gemara brings a braita in support of Ishtakish. So my logic says, Halakha's got to be like the Ishtakish. The Gemara didn't prove to be Hanan. Comes up to someone and says, Nir'eliri, that Halakha can be Hanan. From where did you get that from? Afalgab, the Tanya Kivate, the Rabbi Shimon Menakish. Even though we have a Tanya Kivate called the Ishtakish, we just read. Umayti raya, you know what the Tosfot raya is? Meida cholitz. Gemara yibamot. Vekahashiv ani dalaka kerashba legaber Rabbi Yohanan velo hashiv ha. Gemara yibamot lists all the times that dalaka follows the shtakish against Rabbi Yohanan. This is not on the list. The fact that when they were giving the list of the shtakish halakha, they didn't put this one on the list. You see, we don't go like it. So Tosfot asks on himself. Ve'en lo ma da'ad lo hashiva da'ach ha'inu mishum detanya kivateh ve'lo etzterik le'mechshiva. Maybe you'll tell me, it's obvious. Why do you have to put things that are obvious? You have a bright that supports them. So Tosfot says, because there's other things on the list also that were supported by bright, and we still put it on the list anyway. So therefore, that's your ayah, we have no ayah. Therefore, Tosfot commits himself to Rabbi Yohanan and the halakha. That what? That if you benefited from the goyim 3 days before, the money that you had is going to be asur. Now look at the next Tosfot. Lo asur ela b'davar mitkayim. Pirush. Machar dafka. Now here it has to be talking about where you sold them something that's either perishable or not. Yidu liknot. Now if it's talking about buying, right, buying from them, on the contrary, for sure perishable will be asrut to buy. Because there they're happy to unload it. So for sure this is going to give them a thrill. Which is, if you're looking at the buying side, called sheker perishable is asrut. Because people, they got a customer to sell their perot. That's what says that. Yidlik not. Vadai asrut b'davar shere mitkayem. Yot b'davar mitkayem. אלא ודאי לא הייתי הקבלת אלא במחר ואפילו אחר בסבע נעשה ונתק משהו ברותיו ויקוש קשה which means it says נעשה ונתן in this ברייתא it says נעשה ונתן but Tosfot proves that this נעשה ונתן can only be talking about where you sold them he says that's good for the ברותם that learns from the Mishnah also that the words נעשה ונתן is only on the selling side משקר קוית רשי that learned נעשה ונתן is on both this ברייתא is קשה. Because here for sure that she has to agree that Nasav Natan only means selling. Because it means buying kol shekin perishables is going to be asur. So this right that poses a problem with Shitat Rashi. Shitat Rashi is when it says Nasav Natan, it means buying and selling. But he cannot say that in this right here, because this right that says Nasav Natan, it can only mean selling. So therefore this is an ayah for the Tosafot. The words Nasav Natan does not necessarily mean both ways. And here clearly it cannot mean both ways. So the Tosfot says this will be a problematic, the Shitat Rashi. Okay, continue the Gemara. More issues. Varem et kayem, but it says varem et kayem, the varenu et kayem. Kayem, money is et kayem. I mean, you have to say it's talking about what? You have to say the case is going on both ways. First one way, lechaura. Anyway, Tani Rav Zvid, Rabbi Yoshaya. Ah, new point. Davar she'en et kayem mochrim lahim. Like we just said, if it's not mitkayim, it's a perishable item, you can sell them. Aval in lokhim mehim. Okay, clearly, you can't take from them. Because taking from them a non-perishable, they're thrilled. They got rid of it, they're very happy. Rashi says, demarvach le, shemetuch she'enu mitkayim, mitavehu lemukhro. Exactly, he has a desire to sell it so he can unload it. Okay, story. Ha'hu min na'a, there was a mean. Deshadar le dinara kisra na'a, the Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'ah B'yom Edo. He sent a gift to Rabbi Yehuda on his holiday, on the Mean's holiday. The Mean was worshipping one of these Zawadahs of the holidays. He sends the rabbi a coin, you know, in honor of the holiday. Abay Yativ Rishtakish Kamer. Rishtakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Echi Eibit. So Rabbi Yehuda was in a dilemma, he was in a quandary. He says, what do I do over here with this coin? Eshkele, if I take it, Ezil Umode, he's going to go praise his God. Because the rabbi took my gift. It's an honor for the guy that the rabbi took his gift. You know, if I take it, I'm stuck. Because the guy is going to go now and give a shebach to the Avodah Zarah. Lo eshkele havyale eva. I don't take it. It's going to create eva. It's going to create machloket between the minim and the rabbis. We don't want to create extra machloket. So Amar de Rish Lakish. Tol uzrok otol lebor befanav. No problem. He give it to you. Take it and chuck it into the sewer. So he says, what are you talking about? Well, the more so you're aggravating the Iva now. Thank you very much. Take the thing and throw it into the sewer in front of him. He says, do it by mistake. Which means, take it and make it by mistake that it fell out of the end and landed in the sewer. So you took it, so there's no Iva, but he's not going to go praise his God because he got lost. Bottom line, he's upset. So that's the way you should negotiate that situation over there. Okay? Now, even though we learned on the Tosafot and the Amud Rishon of the Masechet that Mishum Eva is Mutar. Tosafot had a question on the Amud Rishon. Today we transact with the Goyim. What are we relying on? So he said, Eva. Since we transact all year long with them and they're going to come before the holidays and you're going to stop doing business, it's going to create strife. So what is Rabbi Yehuda looking for an answer? You gave an answer. Eva, take the coin and put it in your pocket. So they say that Rabbi Yehuda was a tzaddik hasid. He didn't want to rely on a loophole of Eva. So that's what the Shekish told him. You don't want to rely on the loophole of Eva, so take it and drop it into the sewer. But Minadin, if it was a regular guy, take the coin. Eva is Eva. Take the coin and keep it. Because Eva is a legitimate Hetir. Let it be that was Mahmir on himself. He didn't want to rely on the loopholes of Eva. He wanted to rely on the strict law that says you can't transact. Good? Okay. Let's continue the Gemara. Okay, let's go. What do we say? 3 days before the holiday, you can't lend them items, and you can't borrow from them. Both ways. I understand you can't lend them items. They're happy, they have an item. You're going to come praise the God. But to borrow from them, you're minimizing the assets. They'll be sad. Why not? It's a gezerah. If we allow you to borrow from them, you might lend them. It's a gezerah. Rabba says, no. It's all because he's going to praise God. The fact that he was able to give something to a Jew, he's happy. He's happy the Jew needed him. See that? The Jew needed him. I lent him something. So that brings him a simcha, that the Jew couldn't make it without me. So therefore, it's asur, not because of gezerah. According to the Rabbah, it's asur because it's asur, it's asil modeh. He's going to come and praise God. Okay, next one. Lalvotam b'lalvot mehem. It's a suit 3 days before the holiday to lend them money, which I understand, or to borrow from them. They're happy. But why can't you borrow from them? They're losing. We don't want you to borrow from them because you might lend them. No, all of it because they are happy. Why? Because the Jew needed me. Jew needed to borrow money from me. It brings them simcha. So he's going to come and praise his God. Oh, we'll see about the interest. Continue. Comes again and says, "Lepuran v'lefro amen." So what do we say? 3 days before the holiday, you can it's asur to pay them back if you owe them money, and it's asur to get paid back. I answer why you shouldn't pay them back. You're making them happy to praise their God. But to get paid back, you're taking away their money. They're not going to come praise their God. Same answer. If you take money from them, you might pay them back. Even in that case, Azil Umodeh, that is going to give praise to his God, that what? He paid back the loan. He's happy. He paid back the loan. It's going to bring him to a simcha. Comes the Gemara and says, "Vitzliche." Now, what is it? Basically the same concept four times over, right? The borrowing case, and then you went to the lending case, and then you went to three cases. Then you went to the paying back case. What do you need? It's the same concept. Three times over, you give me the same machloket. The Gemara says, "Vitzliche." You need all the cases. The itana laset velatet imahem. Oh, to your four cases, because the first case was transacting. They're transacting with them. So if you just would have told me transacting with them, mishum de kamar vach lehu vazil modeh. Oh, when they get a product, they're happy. Aval lishol mehen, but to come and borrow something from them, the meute kamimaret lehu shapir dameh. But to borrow something from them, I'm taking from them. I would think maybe it's mutav. That's what I have to say. Even borrowing from them is going to be asur. The itan al lishol. If we just want to say borrowing, me mishum da hashiva le milta veazil umodeh, because that's already hashuv to them, because they expect to get it back anyway, and therefore they're happy. Aval lilavot mehem, but to go and borrow from them, tzara be'alma itle. That's tzar to them. Why? Because when you borrow lend something money, they're not so sure that they're going to get paid back and all that. So therefore, I would think that to lend money from them on before the holiday should be permissible. Amar, because why? Sa'ar itle. Why does he have sa'ar? Amar tuv lo hadre zuzeh. My money is not coming back to me. Ve'itani l'vot mehem. And if you're going to tell me, okay, borrowing money from them is asur, mishum de kamar ba'al korheh mepara'ana. Which means, for sure they're going to pay me. I'll get my money back from them. No way, he's not going to be worried. But right now he's going to go praise God because he was able to help a Jew. But to take money from them, I would think it's permissible because they don't get any benefit. There he's not getting his money back. There when he pays his money back, he's paid it back. It's finished. He can't get that money back. I would think that it's okay. That what? That even in that case, it's going to be forbidden. So therefore, we go in a progression. Look at the Tosfos. A lot of Tosfos. Amar Abaye. Yizera lefroa min atulipura. What do we say in the Gemara? Yizera, I'm not allowed to get paid from them. Gizera that I might pay them back. If I pay them back, they're going to be happy. So Abaye doesn't subscribe to this opinion that when the guy pays back, he's necessarily happy. He just holds that really the happiness is to pay them back. But if you pay them back, that's your suit. So we're not going to let you even let them pay you back. Gizera, you might come pay them back. That's where that Abaye looks. It's all a gizera. Look at the Tosafot. Tosafot says Tema. Lama le Abaye le Memar. Watch. Look at the Tosafot. Back to the point. So we're making a gizera. Yes, we're making a gizera. Even though he's unhappy when he pays you back, but if we allow you him to pay you, you might pay him back, and there he is happy. So it's a gizera. That's a gizera. That is the gizera. That is the gizera. Tosafot. Tema. Lama le Abaye le Memar Meshim gizera. What it says gizera for? Say a simple summary that Jackie just said. Why don't you just say the reason why Abaye says it's forbidden to let the goy pay you back? Because even though initially he said that he had to pay back, but eventually he's happy that he's debt free. You don't gotta create a gizera according to Abaye. Just say the simple reason. The guy's happy to pay a debt back. That now he looks at his ledger, balance zero, he's thrilled. What says the Yishlomad? The Mishum Haytama, the Simel Hazeman Leka, Kevan She'enu Sameach BeYom Edo. The happiness doesn't come till after the holiday, which means the first 3 days he's still sad. He lost $10,000. He looks at his bank account. He sees he's minus $10,000. Eventually, after he starts making money again, okay, good. You know, I'm glad I paid it off. I got rid of it. But that doesn't happen after the holiday. So therefore, that's the reason. Right, it's a delayed reaction.
Umiyu.
That's to your point. Which is, but if there wasn't a smidgen of simha, Abaye wouldn't have made the gezerah in the first place. Abaye is only making the gezerah because there is a delayed simha, albeit, but there's a simha. But if there would be no simha bichlal, you don't make a gezerah apples to oranges. That's to your point. What are you making the gezerah for? The guy said. Yeah, but it's Shayach, he'll be happy eventually. So therefore, there's a little Simcha there. So Tosfos says, "De'adi gazina bekudu ani b'shul de'ikashum Simcha k'tapritu samuch b'sikuta," which means, like we said later on, each one of these items, there's a Simcha. That's why there's a Shayach to make a gizera. But okay, fine. So therefore, according to the Tosfot, he says that you have to say Abayez gizera is based on this concept. It's not because of this concept. Because really, the Simcha is going to happen after the holiday, but because there is a Simcha out there, he made a Gezerah. Barim Tosfot, this is to Jack's point again. Ela Lidvot Mehem, so we said like this, Lidvot Mehem, why should it be forbidden to borrow from the Goyim? They're losing out. It should be permissible, they're not going to be happy. It costs the Goy $10,000 in the loan. So, V'mikan Ra'aya L'Perush Rabbeinu Tam, Demayri Belo Ribit. You have to say that it's talking about without interest. Why did the Gemara say he's losing out? Exactly. We're talking about a loan with the beat. For sure the guy is happy. What did I say? I would have thought that when he's lending the money, he's saying because he's losing out. Kamash Milan doesn't matter. He's also happy. But what was the Habamina? So Tosfot says you have to say charging no interest. But if there was interest, of course he's thrilled. He's giving you money. That's why Tosfot, if you go back to Amud Bet, by the way, go back to the Tosafot and Amud Rishon when it said Dal Votam. See that little Tosafot? Perush Rabbeinu Tam Davka Bechinam Arab Rabbi Shari Demishum Demistair Tuba. Okay, so this Tosafot is congruent with the Tosafot that we have. Amen.